MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. What would you say is the most common illness to afflict people who travel to other countries, especially countries in Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America? According to one report, nearly 10 million people experience this illness every year. And another report says that nearly half of all trips made by travelers from developed countries to developing countries result in encounters with this illness. Fortunately, it's rarely fatal. Mostly, it's just very uncomfortable. It's also kind of annoying when it happens. As a matter of fact, it can effectively disrupt your plans and activities for a period of time. If you've ever traveled to places like that, then you probably have guessed what this illness happens to be. It is known more officially as traveler's diarrhea, but it is also known more dramatically as Montezuma's Revenge or Deli Belly, plus you'll find a number of other descriptive names that have been given to it, depending on who you talk to and where you happen to visit. The names often rhyme with the name of the place in which you live. Since it's so common, it would probably be a good idea for us to take a look at how to hopefully avoid it, and if you do catch it, what you can do to treat it. Well, first, catching traveler's diarrhea is easy. Drink any water that happens to be served to you. That's one way. And don't be careful about the food you eat. Okay, we don't want you to be paranoid or too fearful about this, but let's take a look at things that can cause this illness and what you can do to pretty much avoid the problem. And another one that's related to it, dysentery. That one is much more serious, but the sources of possible infections are very similar. Food and water are two of the prime areas for which travelers need to be especially careful. So let's quickly run through some of the things to watch out for. First on the list would be water. Do not drink water that has not been sterilized. For example, don't drink water that comes directly from a tap, a well, or a stream. If you should need to drink local water, it should be boiled. Many specialists advise that boiling your water 1 or 2 minutes is adequate. That doesn't include the time when the kettle is humming as the water warms up. That means the water should be bubbling, and it should be boiled for that length of time at a vigorous rolling boil. If you happen to be visiting a place above 2,000 meters altitude, that would be above 6,500 feet, then you should boil your water vigorously for a longer time, probably for an extra minute or two. That, of course, is because at higher altitudes, water boils at a lower temperature. If the water happens to be cloudy, then let it stand for a short time, or filter it. Ice cubes can be a bad choice, even if you prefer to have your water cold, or at least cool. Avoid locally made ice cubes. Never trust ice, and don't allow it to be put in your drink. Also, avoid fruit juices that have been mixed with tap water. Canned or bottled drinks in their original containers are usually safe, providing you break the seals on the containers yourself. This includes carbonated beverages. Be sure to wipe off the container before pouring. Bottled water should have sealed metal tops and come from a reputable company. Hot drinks, like coffee or tea, are usually good, but make sure they are steaming hot. Fresh fruit is nice and refreshing, but stick to fruits and vegetables that you can peel for yourself. Fruits that come with their own wrappers. This would include such fruits as oranges, avocados, and bananas. Avoid fresh salads. Even if the lettuce was washed, it may not have been washed in boiled water. Avoiding salads is crucial. Also, avoid such fruits as grapes and berries, unless, of course, you can wash them yourself in sterilized water. Any fruits or vegetables should be sterilized. There are a number of ways to do this. One that we personally found and proved very effective is to have a spray bottle filled with vinegar solution of 3 parts water. Water that's boiled first and cooled to 1 part of white vinegar. Spray the fruit or vegetable with this and then rinse with clean boiled water to remove the vinegar taste. This works best with smooth-skinned fruit and vegetables. Leafy vegetables take a little more time and work. A number of travelers we know have used this method and found it to be effective. Avoid unpasteurized milk and dairy products. As a matter of fact, If you don't know the source of the dairy product, including ice cream, then avoid it. Eat only foods that are well cooked and served hot. Rice, meat, and fish, these should all be well cooked and served hot. You may, back in your home country, prefer your meat to be rare or medium rare. If you want to stay safe as you travel, temporarily change your eating preferences and make sure your meat products are well cooked. What about eggs? Okay, but the recommendation is to cook them until the yolk is firm. Oh yes, you'd probably think of this. But remember, if you're taking a shower or a bath or you're washing your face, keep your mouth closed. Don't get any of the water in your mouth. And connected to that, use bottled water to brush your teeth. Someone has suggested tying a colored ribbon around the bathroom faucet as a reminder that you should not drink water from that source or brush your teeth with tap water. The big challenge, of course, comes when you are invited out for a meal. Avoid salads and cold food, and select only foods you think are safe. You may have to use creative excuses to avoid certain foods while not offending your host. Be sure to wash your hands frequently with soap and water or use an alcohol wipe. Do this frequently during the day, especially after using the toilet, playing with children or animals, or before eating or preparing foods. Shaking hands is another way of catching germs. If there is no other way of greeting that is culturally acceptable, then it would be an excellent idea to wash or wipe your hands with an alcohol gel after the time of shaking hands. The alcohol-based hand sanitizer should contain at least 60% alcohol. Swimming in open water can be a bad idea if there is pollution. Swimming pools should be chlorinated. And as we've already said, try to avoid getting any of the water in your mouth or swallowing it. Okay, those are some of the ways in which you can keep from catching traveler's diarrhea. What should you do if, in spite of precautions, you find that you have the symptoms? Well, if the symptoms are mild, then basically keep up your intake of fluids. It's easy to become dehydrated during these times. The fluids can come from soup or tea or your favorite carbonated beverage. If you choose to drink water, be sure it has been boiled, as we talked about earlier, and then add the following to your water: 6 to 8 level teaspoonfuls of sugar and 1/2 level teaspoon of salt. This should be added to 1 liter of water. If you cannot tolerate this, then a clean carbonated drink shaken or stirred to remove the fizz is almost as good. If you have what would be called a moderate attack of diarrhea and the symptoms make normal activity and travel difficult, then a little treatment may be necessary. So let's say you feel reasonably well. You have no fever, and there is no blood in your stool, which would be an indication of possible dysentery. Then, in the first place, do as was suggested for a mild attack. Plus, take loperamide to help control the symptoms. This can be found both in tablet and liquid form. It's available under various brand names, which we will list at the end of the transcript. You might also consider taking ciprofloxacin, which is an antibiotic. This, in most countries, would be only available by prescription. It should be available in most developing countries. However, if you can, take a supply with you, because supplies in some poorer areas may be less effective or even fake. We'll also have more about that at the end of the transcript. How do you tell if your attack is more severe than what we've mentioned? First, you would not feel very well, and you would find that you're not able to involve yourself in your normal activities. You might have no fever, perhaps a very mild fever. Plus, there is no blood in your stools. If your attack, therefore, is a little more severe, then do as was already suggested. Plus, it is suggested that they use the ciprofloxacin for 3 days and try to see a doctor if things don't show signs of improving. Dysentery is another story. This means you have blood in your stools, and usually you have a fever. It is very likely that you don't feel well. If this is the case for you, then treat yourself in the manner as we've already mentioned, except don't take any loperamide. And definitely, you must see a doctor. As you recover, make sure your diet is light and somewhat bland. Eat things such as soup, rice, toast, bananas, potatoes. Avoid any dairy products for several days after you stop having times of diarrhea. When you eat, it would be a good idea to eat small portions. Eat regularly and be sure to chew your food well. If you have children with you and a child gets diarrhea, be sure the child gets plenty of fluids and rehydration solution. Make it a priority to see a doctor if there is any sign of dysentery or vomiting, or if your child becomes generally unwell or lethargic. Traveler's diarrhea is very common, but we hope you never have to experience it. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our websites at www.membercaremedia.com.